The family of dolphins at the Gulfarium Marine Adventure Park in Fort Walton Beach will be expanding. This fall, officials at the facility announced that two Atlantic bottlenose dolphins are pregnant. Delilah and Lily are expected to deliver their calves in the spring of 2014. WUWF's Danielle Freeman stopped by to check in on them.
Good morning, Lily and Delilah. How are you guys doing this morning?
On a bright but chilly morning, Melissa Burdeen, one of the Gulfarium trainers, interacts with the dolphins, who are getting just a little extra attention these days since they're expecting. While living at the Gulfarium on Okaloosa Island, Delilah has had three prior pregnancies, with this being her fourth. Lily, who was born at the facility in April of 2003, will be delivering her very first calf. Even while pregnant, the dolphins remain an important part of the show.
Now Delilah, she is 39. She's been here with us at the Gulfarium for over 30 of her years. Now Lily, she was actually born in this very pool on Easter Sunday, those 10 years ago. And I actually have some very special news to announce. Ladies and gentlemen, Delilah and Lily are actually expecting.
Enjoying the show with his family was Terry Pope, a tourist from Fairfield, California, who was seeing the performance for the first time.
It was pretty impressive. I didn't know they could do all those things that they did. You know, you see YouTube videos and stuff like that, but it's neat to see it in person.
The main goal of our dolphin show, regardless of whether we have pregnant dolphins or not, is to educate and share what we know about the dolphins with the folks that come and watch the show.
Krista Stauffer is the marketing and communications coordinator for the Gulfarium. Krista says keeping the expectant mothers active and participating in the show is vital.
As you can imagine, when dolphins in their natural habitat get pregnant, it's not as if they stop moving entirely. They still got to keep going. They still have to catch their food and escape predators. And so with Lily and Delilah here, it's certainly important for them to still get exercise. It's a very important aspect of their pregnancies.
Keeping a close eye on the performances and on the dolphins is Chad Stauffer, who happens to be Krista's husband. Stauffer is the director of animal management. He says that dolphins don't always have successful births their first time, so the staff has tailored the show accordingly.
Basically, we remove any of the higher energy behaviors that would even give them the chance of hitting the water really hard on their belly, and we usually do that, but you'll still see them do their normal bows or regular jumps where they'll, you know, they'll kind of go 8 or 9 feet off the surface and go back in head first.
Despite some adjustment, Chad says the dolphins, who have a 12-month gestation period, are doing well overall.
I think Delilah's, you know, she's been around for almost 40 years, so she's had a lot of training over the years on various things, where Lily's, you know, only 10. You know, for example, ultrasounding, this is the first time she was subjected to it. So it just took a little bit longer for her to, you know, get used to the machine and everything. They're both very smart and very fast animals at learning. But yeah, Lily's just being subjected to new things that are pregnancy related now, and she hadn't had to do that before.
As for Delilah and Lily's habitat, Gulfarium staff plan to keep it much the same, minus a few things.
What we are going to do is actually remove that medical lift and remove divisions in the pool, essentially creating a big round habitat just as it was for years. What we're hoping is that that just makes it easier for Lily and Delilah to nurse when those calves do come out.
At this point, about halfway through their pregnancies, Krista Stauffer says the staff is cautiously optimistic.
We know that there's a lot of time between now and when they are to be born. Anything can happen, but we're super excited for the possibility of having calves.
The calves are expected anywhere from March to May, and their births will be the first at the Gulfarium in a decade. Danielle Freeman, WUWF News.